how it felt tonight?
Yeah, a lot of nerves going into it, no doubt. I think just like Shane said, I think it was yesterday, when you're around such talented swimmers and guys, I mean, the top of each event, the top of each stroke, I don't know, yeah, you get a little nervous, but race went well. I stuck to my stroke count that I wanted to, and yeah, the whole goal is to get my hands on the wall first, and that's what happened. So yeah, very happy with it.
Had you been paying attention to the relay splits last night that some of those guys threw down when they're doing 50-point lows? Were you paying attention to that at all, or were you just kind of focusing on what you needed to do?
Yeah, so I definitely took a look at them. Just like big 10s, a lot of those splits are, I mean, incredibly fast. But I don't put too much gravity on them. I think when you're hyped up to win the national championship for your relay or for like Texas and Cal, for example, if you're trying to win the meet, I mean, for your team, I think you're obviously going to be hyped up that first 50 a little more. And so I just think a lot of those splits are faster because you're swimming for your team. Yeah, a lot of those splits, I think they went out in 23 O's or 23 lows. And yeah, if you did that in a flat start 100, I mean, you'd be on a really good pace for, yeah, I mean, you have a really good shot at getting that American record, no doubt. So I looked at them, but also recognized that they don't mean everything, I guess.
And then going from Big Tens to this NCAAs, you've obviously done it once before, but how do you feel like that prep went, especially because you've been throwing down, you know, stellar times all season?
Yeah, so looking back at Big Tens, I mean, took what we did there. I didn't perform the way I wanted to at finals, the Big Tens. I wasn't swimming my own race. So, I mean, from Big Tens to NCAAs, we refined a couple things, worked on stroke count a little bit, worked on my walls a little bit. Just everything that we thought would be the necessary, to win the race. Yeah, so really looked at refining things and really looked at, just trying to perfect everything we could.
Your brother obviously swam in Minnesota, and I'm sure you've been following the program for a while, and this is the first men's swimming title for Minnesota in a long time. So what does it mean to finally kind of add your name just to that part of Minnesota history?
Yeah, it means everything. I came to Minnesota to train with my brother. Yeah, man, it means everything. That I could do it for the program. I could do it for him. He's been my training partner for, man, 12 years. It's something special for the program. Something special for my family, for my brother and I. It's been my goal all along. So, I don't think I realized how much, I mean, what I've just done just yet. But it'll be good. It'll be good once I get home. Get to show him the trophy. It'll be a lot of fun.
I was saying,
have you talked to him yet at all?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Made sure to FaceTime my family first, right afterwards, after I warmed down and everything, of course. But I mean, it means a lot to me, but man, it means just as much, to them as well. So I'm glad I could, bring it to Minnesota, bring it to my family. It's a lot of fun.
And you have that 200 breast tomorrow. What are you looking forward to about that?
I don't know. Just go out there and have some fun. It's such a different meet than even my freshman year. Just seeing swimmers on deck, no fans, no anything. I don't know. Just going out there, having some fun with it, sticking to my stroke count, swimming my own race. Looking to go best time. That's always the goal.
How badly were you hoping for a 49 today?
It was up there. I also recognize I have a couple years to go, try to chase after that 49, after that record. But, yeah, I wanted it. But the title means means more to me right now, no doubt.